The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, Farrell on the bench with you with Carver High. 844-843-6879. And that's the toll-free number to get on the bench and wax up and the Farella Pub. We have the Farella chat going, which is inside the Sports Grid Radio YouTube page. Just go to YouTube, search Sports Grid Radio, boom, subscribe free, watch the show, call the show. And hopefully, my guess is I'd be willing to bet that Carver High, you know, he's very upset that there's no beer flowing on the show per usual every night. For, you know, 35 years I've done the show, it's been, you know, flowing beer and mostly metal music and such. And that we don't have the bar going is an embarrassment of riches. And so
we'll be able to fix that, I think, eventually. Tomorrow. Eventually we'll get the taps installed and we'll be able to start making it happen.
This is like your friends' bars in New York City, like our friends at Foley's that are closing because of the Pharrell-demic and the virus and everything have shut down. Now, our bar is being shut down by not having beer taps flowing. It's going to get shut down by the local federales. Very upset about it. Anyway, do we have Eddie in Columbus on? Can we put him on the bench and wax up a little? All right, so we're going to hold on, and we're going to go to this guy after this. There's a tremendous amount of pressure here with the fact that we don't have beer going. See what happens? Like, 1 minute, I'm thinking about having the beers going, everybody happy, and then we'd go to a call, and then everybody'd be happier, and then all of a sudden, it's just we don't have them connected, we don't have the kegs installed, and we haven't paid the electric bill at the bar, and Carver High was in charge of all of that. He's ruined everything.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table. with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
I was listening to that album the other day, Motley Crue, and I remembered it. And the guy that was spinning it on the radio on Sirius was saying, you know, where were you when you were 14 years old and this album came out? And I was like thinking to myself, because he was like, I used to listen to this song all day, every day, for weeks. And then I thought to myself, when I got that album, I remember, like I was I was in high school, right? And I think that I just remember playing, like I remember playing it at my house and scaring my mother. She was scared to death of it. And then when she saw it, because I got it, I remember I bought the album at a record store. Believe it or not, they had those then. And I came home with a picture of these four and like, you know, basically Satan on the cover. And she was... my mother was a concert pianist with the Chicago Symphony, and she was like, what is this? And I was like, I shouted the devil. And I looked at her and she was like, that is awesome. And then I would take it to my friends' houses and play it in their bedrooms really loud and upset their families, and then smoke just massive bong rips and walk out of their house and say goodbye to the mom, like when I was leaving. And I was always sketchy because I was baked, and they were like, you know, there goes that troublemaker Pharrell kid. And then I'd be like, thanks, Mrs. Johnson. Have a nice day. And I was hammered. Your boy, Ward Cleaver. Thank you, Mr. Cleaver. All right. Hey, can we get Eddie now in Columbus now that we've been on for 5 minutes in the last 20? Hey, Eddie.
Uncle Petrelli, you the man.
Oh, what up, Eddie? How can I be the man when you're the man? It's impossible.
It's really good to have you guys back on the phone lines. Now, if we can get Mike in South Carolina, Mary Ellen in Virginia, and NASCAR George, we'll be back to normal.
You would think that that all of these millions of fans would follow us through the desert like Moses and get on the show. This show is... I'll give it this much. It's cooler than the other one. As I said last night, it's cooler because I guess for your to get your rocks off, I don't know. Like, I don't think anybody's getting all crazy or anything, but to be able to see me doing it and just look at me while I'm doing it, I think is a lot cooler. Like when I did Pharrellavision in San Francisco Sports Channel, where the show was simulcast nationally on television, it was just a better experience, right, for fans. The show was extremely popular and very big, and it was in major markets in major cities. You know, New York, Chicago, Miami, Atlanta, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Los Angeles, right? So those are just, that's all you need in life, right? And I'm on TV every night doing the radio show, and people got to see it. And I think that with this show, at the very least, I think that the ability to watch it on the YouTube search Sports Grid Radio, and you get that YouTube page for Sports Grid Radio, you can sit in, watch the show, watch me live, like looking right at me, and then I'm sitting there talking to you, and then we got a, you know, Pharrella chat room in there and a Pharrella pub. It's all good. You know, when I was on CBS, we filmed it, but we just put the clips out the next day of the show, and I never admitted then what I'll admit to you now. It basically sucked. It was just terrible. It was like, here, look at these clips of my boring radio show last night. And like, here's how many people looked at it, like less than zero. So I never thought it was a cool concept because they only, it's the weirdest thing. They have like, Carver, how many TV shows did they have going out of there? They had like national television shows on at least three or four shows, right?
Correct.
And then they had like a bunch of other people doing digital shows, right?
Yeah, there was two or three of those.
What would they let me do?
Nothing.
That's right. Nothing. So how stupid, backward ass do you have to be? How dumb of a person do you have to be to have me sitting in your room, right in your facility, right in your operation, right in your building, right in your studios, doing a show in 250 cities? And millions of listeners, and you have all these other hacks on the air that you're filming and no one watches them, and you get 0.0 Bluto shares on TV, but you won't air me. You won't even put me on digital. How stupid ass do you have to be, honestly, to screw that up? Like, I always wondered, I'd tell my one friend that had power there. I was like, you know, once you left, they really left all the stupid people in charge because they were all too stupid to realize what they had in front of them. And I'll say this again. We used to do the show, Carver. You can't even deny it. They have all these crappy shows on The Fan, and we tenfold them in the ratings, and they would never air us. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I was like, I felt like I lived in Backward Assville. How's that sound? When you're the mayor of Backward Assville, that's what I was. So
we're gonna stay local over here. We're gonna stay local. We're gonna keep it local.
We're gonna stay local. Meanwhile, no one listens. And you're getting your ass beat in the ratings because you're stupid enough to not air the best shows. So here's the deal. Now I'm here. Now I'm telling it like it is. Like, I'm so right, it's not even funny. If I did an interview right now with the biggest newspapers, the biggest tabloids, the biggest magazines, the biggest people in the radio industry or TV, either or, and I told them these stories about how bad it is there, they would eat it up. They would eat it up like a ham sandwich with like onions and peppers and everything. And just some of that, like, you know, what is the oil they put on those Subway sandwiches, Carver? I want to, you know, finish it off with the oil. That's
little,
the kind of
little vinaigrette, right. Putting on there.
And then they would eat that up and lap it up with a bag of Doritos too and like a beer, and then that's what they wanted. That's what the media would want if I tell them these stories. But the bottom line is, so be it. I'm here now, and now we have Sports Grid Radio, and now you can watch me doing the show again, just like Pharrellavision and Sports Channel, and that was in 1994. So look how many stupid people I've worked for over the years, and I mean this when I say this. I worked for so many stupid people in my years of doing this that never realized what they realized was that the best way to listen to me is visually and, you know, on the radio and on the TV. To be able to see me doing it, I'm very visual and crazy and insane and demented and sick in the head, and I should be in a rubber room, so you should watch me do it. And then people would always say, he's on drugs, and I'd be like, yes, I am. And then they all watched and loved it. The show was ahead of its time, and now we get to do it again where people can watch it as I sit here and do it. I don't think I'm pretty. I don't think I'm, you know, some movie star. I don't think I'm somebody special. I don't think I'm anything. I just know that the show is badass, and people like watching it. It's that simple. And if you don't watch it, then you're an idiot too. So there's a lot of idiots out there, and I'm, you know, and I'm fine with being the mayor of Backward Assville. That's fine. But I don't want to live in Don't Matter County, okay? So we need to be on, and we need to be on everywhere. Like, we went on Roku today on TV, or we, like, last week or something, right? Whatever it was, June 2nd, we went on Roku. 30 million homes. Like, they just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. They keep adding all these other outlets of distribution. We're on every OTT. What that means for people that smoke a lot is, like, we're on, you know, Pluto Zoomoster. We're on YouTube. We're on Apple TV. We're on Fire Stick. We're on Roku. We're on, I mean, we're literally, we're on Plex, and on this, we're on everything. We're on everything. And now, so you can watch me on TV every day, 4 to 6 Eastern. And now I'm on Sports Grid Radio at night, and you can watch me while I do it sitting in here. And wait till you see me when I start bringing in strippers and stuff. You guys are going to love it. And so you got Frella Pub, strippers. You can watch me do the show. I mean, it is, your wife never does anything with you. She's not sleeping with you. She's bored to death with you. So you might as well hang out with me, because I guarantee you're going to have more fun with me than you are her. Shake out. Carver, I don't even remember the question at this point. If you want, hold him over. Eddie deserves that kind of treatment. He just deserves to hang on and say more. I'm all for it. You can pick it up now and dance to 844-843-6879. And you're in. Carver High is chewing his nails because he's got no beer. He must have to go upstairs and get some Bud Light out of the upstairs fridge.
Hey, everyone. It's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah, little Ozzy, come on. I did a podcast about Ozzy. Recently, I don't know, within the last 3 or 4 months when I was doing the Pharrell on a Bench podcast on iTunes. And I think I, you know, not only in that, do you remember that, Carver? Not only did I talk about how, you know, great his career was, but I also talked about how much he sucks. Like, I just can't take it anymore, right? Like, there's a time in every man's life where you just have to say, enough. I'm not going to take it anymore. So I just can't. The 80-year-old dudes doing the, you know, with the tweaked, you know, engineering in the sound room and hitting the board and tweaking his voice and fixing his, you know, and making the music better and digital and all this. And we're in there cutting it down and chopping it up and making him sound young. And he's 90 and he's had like 50 strokes and heart attacks. I can't take it anymore. No offense. He was awesome. I saw him live 15 times. He was great. He was Gandhi. He's this, he's that. He's like, but now like, he's like, it's like an old tree in your yard. You got to get rid of, you know what I mean? Am I crazy?
You're not crazy. And it's hard because I know that they want to like, they want to keep wheeling him out there. Right. Like he's got like the following and they want to like even when I saw him, it's like the sound. You know, I saw him a bunch of times. Like I went to a bunch of Ozfests, probably between like 1997 and 2003 or four. Okay, right in that area, I probably went to Ozfest like almost every single year. And every year they rolled Ozzy on out there at the end of the show, and he just, and that was in, like I said, late 90s, early 2000s. I mean, now you're 20 years later. And they're still trying to roll the dude out there. Like, guys, just let him be. He's had a life, dude. Like, he's had a life. Let's just, like, give him a break.
He said he couldn't do it. Or, like, I've heard him interviewed where he actually said, like, he couldn't live without it. Like, he's one of them, like, Joe Paterno things where the 2 weeks later he was dead. Like, a guy without it would, like, you know, we know people like that, right? The schmoozer. I think he's in that club. And then I put Ozzy in the club because if he doesn't do what he does, and if he isn't playing Ozzy, right, and being Ozzy, I know he plays like he doesn't want to be Ozzy, right? He's another one of these guys like Michael Jordan, plays like he doesn't want to be Michael Jordan, and that's called My Assville. I think that Ozzy loves being Ozzy, and I think that he knows that the days are numbered because he's so old and he's had all these health and issues, you know, all kinds of problems. And it's like, you name it, drugs, booze, you know, he's had everything, strokes, you name it. What has he not had? So I think he knows the day is near, and I just don't think he wants to let go. And I think he still wants to, you know, he canceled his whole tour. And then the first thing he said was, you know, I'm going to still do the tour. I'm just going to have to do it at another day. We're just going to cancel this tour, but we're going to do the next tour. But it's because he's had health problems that they've had to cancel the tours. At some point, they just have to cancel him, right? Am I wrong? But no one wants to hear that. But I've seen him. I know how tough it is to let go of your heroes. Fair enough. I'm down with that. But honestly, like, I saw him. Can you imagine? I went to his concert. You're talking about you going. You're talking about you going to see Ozfest. I saw Ozzy Osbourne just literally flat out headlining at the Igloo, like on his own. Just Ozzy at Three River Stadium on his own, just doing a huge sold out full house every time, you know, metal show. And then he started doing that tour festival stuff and all that nonsense that everybody still does. And God only knows, we all know what's going on at those things. That's just a gigantic orgy of narcotics and booze. That's what that is. And then I don't even think he likes doing that anymore. I think he just has to do it. Fair enough. Can we go back to Eddie in Columbus, of all places? How about Eddie's trying to steal the hub city from the steel city? He's trying to, what he's doing here, he's calling a show, trying to hijinx Columbus from Pittsburgh so that it's not at the PPG Center. They want to steal it in Columbus. Here's the deal. I want to say this. Columbus, great town, great people. I got no problem with that. I'm cool. But let's face it. I did a game there once, right? I called a game there. And I also did a UFC event in Columbus at that arena where the Blue Jackets play. And I did both things. And both times I was there, you can't get food at 11 o'clock at night. In like downtown Columbus. Like, are you kidding me? Who makes that rule up? Your grandmother? Honestly, like, you gotta have some places that you can eat between 11 and 2. It's just an absolute, God. It's in the New Testament. It really is. You just didn't read it. You skipped that day at Bible school. You didn't read the part where every city that has sporting events at arenas has to have a place to eat within 4 blocks of that facility between the hours of 11 and 2 a.m. Carver, am I wrong? Is there anything worse than getting out of an arena after you work all night, or you're at a concert, or you're at a hockey game, or you're at a, like I'm at the UFC fight car, I'm working all night, and then I'm done. Everybody's like, let's go party. And I'm like, yeah, let's go party. And then they're like, let's go get drunk. And I'm like, yeah, let's go get drunk. Let's go eat. Yeah, let's go eat. And then you walk around holding your D's because there's not one place open in the entire place for like a mile and a half. We were walking around. We couldn't get food. I was like, can I order it from somewhere? Can I get like it delivered? And then people are like, oh, it's not that bad. You're over exaggerating. I'm like, okay, well, I never ate. And so at the end of the day, Carver High, they do not deserve the hub city because of that.
There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse when you get the situation like you just described. Like, you're in a place and like, there's nothing open like 11:30, 12 o'clock. I can't imagine. You know what had happened to us? When we were in LA for the, what fight was that? Spence fight, right? We were in the LA for Spence. And now LA, we know that there's plenty of places open at all nights of the hour in LA, but where we were staying at the Intercontinental, like that whole little like area, that 5-6 block area, the Intercontinental, maybe it's even 10 blocks. Like, there was nothing open around the hotel after like 10:30, 11 o'clock. Like, absolutely nothing.
Terrible. It's just bad. So downtown. Now, here's the deal. Downtown L.A. by the Biltmore. Hold on, Eddie. Downtown by the Biltmore. We stayed there too, right? And it's a really old historic building. And literally within 3-4 blocks of there, there's nothing. But all of a sudden, there's this pizza place. So I go to the pizza place with Mafia. And I'm like, I go in and I'm this, you know, I guess I'm tall, I guess, and big, 6'3", 220 kind of guy, and I guess my voice is scary or something, but I remember specifically going into the place, I'm like, bro, give me 2 large pizzas loaded, and then we'll take a couple of these drinks, get Mafia beer, blah, blah, blah. And the guy's like looking at me like I was robbing the place, right? So next thing I know, I walk out in the front of the building and there's a cop there, 2 motorcycle cops. And these guys are huge. They're like the dudes that ride horses. You know, the cops in LA, New York, when they hire these dudes, they ride the horses and the motorcycles. Trust me, they're big, badass mother Farrellers, whether you like them or not, right? So I see this guy and I'm like, yo, what's up? Are you doing the fight tomorrow night? And he goes, what fight? And then I was like, the heavyweight championship of the world. He goes, I've never heard of him. And I'm like, have a nice night. And he's like, you too. Where are you from? I said, New York. He ended up being cool. But the first words, I was like, you were going to fight tomorrow night. You would have thought I asked him to sleep with his wife. I mean, this guy looked at me like the guy in the pizza place looked at me like I robbed a bank and I was holding him up to finish the day off. And then the cop acted like I had just come from a murder scene. And I was like, and it's downtown Los Angeles after a fight. Like, are you kidding me? Then we did the show on a Friday night, the fight Saturday. What's the difference? Friday night, Saturday night in New York City, Las Vegas. Are you kidding me? You can eat at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. You can eat 24/7 in New York and Las Vegas. Why is there nowhere to eat? I got to go to a bar and watch people throw bottles at each other to get a burger at the bar, the bar food. I mean, Blues, you're going to be sitting on the yammer for a day, but I can't get food anywhere else. You're soft, LA, and Columbus, forget it. You just lost your hub status. Now put Eddie on after all that.
Scotty, next time you're in us, just get it ordered from campus. It's only 3 miles away from Nationwide Arena, and you should be good to go. You're a Big Ten guy.
Did I ever tell you that I vomited in the towers there?
I did. I think I did too when I was doing orientation as a freshman.
I went there and drank my face off, and I remember I hurled at the towers in Columbus, and I was at IU, and I road tripped to see the Hoosiers lose by 40 to the Buckeyes at Ohio Stadium, and I snuck an Indiana flag into the stadium, walking as though I was a paraplegic, and I got by security, went to the upper deck, pulled that thing out in the middle of the game when Indiana scored their one score of the game, and I was escorted out of the facility with threats of future arrest and lawsuits if I ever came back. So I hurled there and got thrown out of Ohio Stadium. Imagine that. I think those are pretty good stories, Scarborough, if you ask me. At some point, you think Eddie would react to that?
I don't think Eddie agrees with you. Clearly, Eddie's not on the same page.
Is that right?
Oh, it's all OHIO over here, bud.
All right, so finally, after all of the things that have happened on this call, what would you say the last thing you wanted to say to me is?
My question for you was an NHL Stanley Cup playoff question. I'm originally from the Bronx. I'm a big Rangers fan. How far do you like the Rangers going in the playoffs, and how about the CBJ as well?
Well, I think the Rangers were playing better hockey than the Blue Jackets. And I would say that the Blue Jackets never get it done. And the Rangers have at least won it in 94. But I think they were playing better than us. I think the Rangers are a dangerous team. Definitely score. I think they have a better shot than the Blue Jackets. What do I know? All right, Pharrell on the bench. So, a couple things. Don't forget to watch Coast to Coast at 4 to 6 Eastern every day on Sports Grid. Get the app. It's free. You'll dig it. Download it. I think you'll like the shows on the network. And then that's on there. You can follow me on Twitter at Pharrell on Grid and at Scott Pharrell. I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook. The Facebook is Scott Pharrell, and then there's one that's Pharrell on Grid. I think that's what it is. And then there's a Scott Pharrell fan page. I got three different Facebooks. And then I have Instagram, Scott_Pharrell, and then Pharrell on Grid. So check all those out. Follow them. Be a part of them. Dig them. The podcast of this show, I believe, goes on iTunes. So you can get all of the shows every day that we do every night. If you're soft and have to go to bed like the girly man and have to get up and work, then you can listen to it the next day, right? When it comes out, you'll be styling, you know, driving and crying, and you'll be playing it and you'll be loving life. And then don't forget on Sports Grid Radio overnight, you got Pharrell on the bench 1 to 3, and then Morenci Sports Rage 3 to 5, and then Bagels and Bad Beats with Scott Wetzel at 5 to 7 a.m. Those are Eastern times. Very exciting. So there you go. Carver High running it. By the way, it's Mafia's birthday tomorrow. And it's a very exciting day. Very disturbing. It's coming up here. It's coming up on us. It's creeping up on us. It's a big day for Mafia's birthday, but he's not able to do anything because of the Hanta. We're not allowed to celebrate or do any kind of going out or anything on your birthday. So Carver High has told me unequivocally that he's hoping that it's completely done and over with in the month of June, so that when we turn into the great month of July, where there's so much activity, July, you know, 4th of Pharrell, and then you got Carver High birthday on the 28th, 29th, Pharrell birthday. This is a huge month. So Carver High has said that he hopes that the Hanta leaves in June, and then July we're good to go, and then he can go to the Mob Bar on his birthday, his 40th birthday. He's going to have a huge party at the Mob Bar on Strong Island, and then everyone's going to be happy. We don't want to have these secluded, quarantined, isolated birthdays that Mafia is having to tour on Wednesday, which is coming up here in 17 minutes or something like that. What?
It's funny because, you know, we did a story today, or we had it on the list. I don't know if we got to it or not, about how MLB can look to the protests over the last couple of weeks, you know, to see if they're going to be able to have fans in the stadiums and stuff. And honestly, it's like you just said, like, we're going to find out a really good gauge in about 2 or 3 weeks for how much this thing has still got spreading power. Because with everybody who's been, you know, going out to the protests, and some of them have been absolutely enormous, with just thousands of people involved in them. When these people, if any of them in 2 to 3 weeks start to get symptoms, start to get tested, and you see numbers start to go, potentially through the roof again, you're going to know that you're not ready to start having people in large areas yet. Now, if that doesn't happen in 2 or 3 weeks, that could be a good sign for the NFL and all these other sports leagues.
I mean, when I watched that L.A., I think I said it on the Coast to Coast today. When I saw that L.A. march, that thing looked, with the drone flying overhead, it looked to me to be like literally like almost a mile long at the very least, right? Like this. And there must have been, I mean, just, I have no idea, but it seemed like millions of people, and they were literally arm to arm, and you know, there was no 6 feet anything. Trust me, they were arm to arm. They were like, literally, you're making love to the person you were standing next to. So it was the craziest thing I've ever seen. And the first thing I thought when I saw it was not, wow, look at this peaceful, incredible protest. I thought to myself, oh my God, look how much COVID they got rocking in that protest. Like, that's the first thing I thought. I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't want to be in that, like, a packed millions of people. Are you kidding me? I would just freak out. I want no part of that. I have no idea what's going on, but I'm not interested in that skeevy situation where I barely could go play basketball, where I had dudes like tackling me and literally maiming me and clawing me and scratching me. I have bloody arms. I was mauled like a lion playing basketball. God only knows what I got. I could have the Hanta right now, Carver.
No, look, literally. It's going to be very interesting. It's going to be very telling. And you're already seeing some numbers in some places, Texas, Arizona, Florida, places that have opened a little bit earlier than others. Their numbers in the past couple days, they are going up, up, up. So I know that a lot of people think that you might be through this, and I don't want to be the Debbie Downer here on tonight's Pharrell on the Bench program. But
what up, Debbie?
Let's see how the next couple of weeks go before we get really excited.
Where did you say that it was growing the most?
I saw a story about Arizona today. I saw a story that Texas had their most cases in like the last 6 weeks. The other day, Florida had their most cases since late March. So there's some places that it's starting to pick up. And with all the protests the last 7 to 10 days, all those people will could possibly eventually start to get a little bit sick. You never know.
All right, let's
hopefully,
hope so.
Hopefully not. Let's hope not. Let's hope not, okay?
Let's, better than us.
<I'm> just,
we got enough problems here in New York, Carver High, than you bringing me into the great Arizona. By the time I get to racially profiled Arizona, and then wherever the hell else you said, Texas. Like, I drove through Texas once. I swear to God, I saw 5 sunsets in one day. I mean, honestly. So after 10 years, Reggie Bush's disassociation from the school is allegedly coming to an end, according to multiple sources. ESPN did a story that it's because the infractions rule by the NCAA adopted 3 years ago that limits any mandated disassociation between an individual and a school to no more than 10 years. Boom. His was June 10th of 2010. That is upon us on Wednesday. Once that period is over, according to the rules and procedures, charts and graphs, the NCAA will no longer monitor or enforce disassociations and will give individual schools the freedom to decide how to proceed. In other words, Reggie Bush can go back to USC and do whatever he wants. Nothing is official between Bush and USC, but he's in the process of finalizing an agreement that would allow him to be reinstated with the school. That's what I just said in Portuguese. Honestly, it is true.
Come on.
He has not been welcome on the campus or been involved with the Trojans program in any capacity for a decade of decadence. His name, stats, and accomplishments did appear throughout their most recent media guide, however. Asterisks were attached to his name to note his participation was vacated because of an NCAA penalty. He said it was a horrible feeling, one of the worst feelings in the world. It felt like I died when I had to hear that there weren't going to be scholarships for kids because of me or because of something connected to me. I'm still not over that. It's just something you learn to live with. What do you think of that, Carver High? He obviously, he knows, frankly, that he got, you know, busted. So once you're busted, everybody gets real honest after they're popped and, you know, hands up, you're done. And they got you right where they want you. Everybody's honest then.
Yeah, no, it's true. You were caught, and that's just the way it is. And I honestly, the whole thing was dopey to begin with, you know, being disassociated with the player and the university for X amount of time. Like, listen, we watched the game, Scotty. Like, we were there. Like, we watched this dude play at USC. Like, so he, because he can't go out, you know, be associated with him for 10 years or whatever it is, that's supposed to change the fact that, you know, he won a Heisman at USC and he did all this. Like, whatever, dude. I was never too big into this. It's like, it's the same thing like when they take banners away in the NCAA, like with Louisville or with anything else, you know. Dude, we watched the game. They won. All right. Just because you're going to, your piece of paper is going to try to tell me that they didn't win, guess what? They did. Okay.
How many guys, Carver High, do you think were paid to play college football, even just on that great team? Like, how many guys do you think, like, just guessing, if you were to guess, would you say three or five guys on that team were getting
more
paid?
Than that? They had a really good team. That team was outstanding. That USC team when Carroll was there, I would say 15 to 20.
And what about Texas in the same game? One of the greatest Young. College football games ever. How much do you think he was making money?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think that all these teams do, and this has been going on for a long time. And you can go to some of the greatest teams, and I know you'll even admit it about. You know, how about the year that you got absolutely jobbed by Ohio State out at the Fiesta Bowl? Both of those teams were absolutely outstanding football. I mean, how many NFL players were on that Miami team that year?
Listen, that school has never committed any penalties of any kind ever. It is just a finer learning at the highest levels, private institution, private money, nothing but class, one of the, you know, just finest traditions in the history of any sport, let alone collegiate sports, and all around gems of society and scholars at the highest level at Miami. My son, Gunner, wants to go there. He's an honor student getting straight A's. Nothing but trouble, this kid. He's absolutely a genius, and he wants to go to Miami because of its pristine, Pope-like image, as you know. He wants to go down there because he's, you know, you're rolling with, like, you know, Pope Francis. That's how, like, they're so clean. Miami's never done anything wrong. But all the rest of these schools, all the rest of them cheat. In fact, I think that Zion got paid to play at Duke and his whole family. In fact, I think his mother's still getting paychecks. Is she still alive?
You don't say that. That's not true.
I think it is. I think the best players all are raking, and all the hacks aren't. And that's why they end up with fat chicks. I'm just saying. We got a lot of, we got a little Pharrell chat going on. What do we got going on?
Yeah, plenty of hockey talk. I guess Eddie and Columbus kind of sparked it in the YouTube chat. A lot of people asking about some of the matchups there in the first round. You know, some of the East matchups, looking for Bryce.
Who do you
stuff.
Like? Who do you like?
You know, the East, I feel like Pittsburgh, they're not going to lose to Montreal. I just don't see it. The one that everybody's kind of talking up is that Columbus-Toronto series. You know, that qualifier between Columbus and Toronto. The Leafs are going to get by them here.
Do you think Columbus beats Toronto? I know you hate Tavares, but do you not think that they're a better team than Columbus might very well be better than them. Maybe I have to admit that.
I think that Toronto will beat Columbus. I don't think they're going to have a problem with them.
So do I, but let me just say, just so we're clear, they have been the biggest pansies ever in the Stanley Cup playoffs for the last, since 1967, they've had nothing but bad luck, frankly, and they've been in some big series, but they never win. They just never win.
They never beat Boston. Well, Boston's their kryptonite. I mean, they've played Boston three of the last 4 years. They can't beat the Bruins, and that's what it comes down to.
And then who are you on in the West? Are you on Vegas and St. Louis, or is there somebody else that you're interested in?
I'm on Vegas to win the West. I think that Vegas will get it done. But in the first round, I like the dogs, man. I like Arizona. I like what's the other one? I like Minnesota over Vancouver. I like a lot of the dogs. I'm even going to play Chicago over Edmonton, Scotty.
Chicago or Edmonton. I think the Minnesota-Vancouver should be quarantined and not allowed to play. I just don't think they matter. I don't think that series matters at all. That's just me. But if the Penguins don't win, I'm going to cut my feet off. It's the first thing I'm upset about it. Boy, time flies when you're having fun. It's almost over. You can feel it. All right, so, yeah, Pharrell on the bench, thinking about Reggie Bush and everything, thinking about how many great players you wonder. And people, you know, nobody wants to talk about it. It's taboo, right? No one ever wants to say that players were getting paid to play at schools. It's like the dirty little secret, isn't it? Nobody ever talks about it. Seriously, Carver High, have you ever noticed that? No one talks about it.
Of course, it's but like meanwhile, it's been going on forever.
And then steroids, when it was happening, nobody ever wanted to talk about it. They just didn't want to talk about it because they were doing it. Is that about right?
That's exactly right. Nobody wanted to talk about steroids until it became a huge thing, and then suddenly they were all criminals.
So what do you think is going to happen with the Major League Baseball draft today and Thursday? So Wednesday and Thursday, I think it's both days, right? And there's what are they doing? 5 rounds or something? Is that it?
Yeah, 5 or 6 rounds. I mean, honestly, I can't get into it. Who knows who these guys are? The Vork or whatever the guy's, the first guy getting picked from Arizona State. I can't even remember his name. There's no juice for it. I forget what his name is. His name's got some weird name. I can't get involved in it. I just can't.
Best thing was is that you called him Vork. That sounds like some kind of Star Wars name. You know what I mean? Like maybe how many Star Wars movies did they do? 40?
There's a lot. There's a lot.
There is a lot. Like you won't spend 1 second looking at the Major League Baseball draft is what I'm really saying to you in German.
No, we got a show tomorrow night. I won't be watching it.
So even if you could watch it, you wouldn't watch it. I mean, you'd rather watch, like, literally ants race on your deck. I think that's the bottom line. He just won't even answer. That's how bad he thinks that the Major League Baseball draft is. We'll see you tomorrow on Coast to Coast at 4 Eastern. Check out.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.